This episode of Late Night with Ed Money is brought to you in part by Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant, located in downtown Amherst. And if you're local to them, dial for carryout at 440-985-FOOD. Or go to their website, which is ziggyspubandrestaurant.com. If it's a sporting event that you want to see, don't forget your sunglasses, because they have so many 4K TVs, it'll burn your retinas. So go to Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant in downtown Amherst.
We hope you're enjoying your visit here this evening. Now, on with the show.
I'll make it go away. Oh, my bad. You gotta start going away. Of despair.
Warning, what you're about to hear is an adult show. You'll hear anecdotal stories and humorous situations meant for adults. In essence, kids, don't listen or try this at home. Everything you're about to hear is done by drunk, trained professionals. Now enjoy the show.
Deep within the pit of despair, balls of Christ, dude.
You're listening to the hottest talk show on the net, Late Night with Ed Money. Check it out.
Hi. Why, hello, my friends. You're listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on the website, which is latenightwithedmoney.com, where through people have real conversations about life. You can reach us on a ton of sites. Thank you. I just got a chance to check out some of the data, and we're growing. So thank you. I really appreciate it. The metrics is growing, especially on the BitChute and on the Rumble. They go to the alternate.
This is America. We don't do metrics.
Because sooner or later, that YouTube will do something funky with the algorithm. Check us out on any source possible, Spotify, Amazon, any way that you iHeart, you name it. You're always listening to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP Chuck. Chuck Dick, what's up? Chuck Dick. Chuck Dick.
Wow, Jeffrey.
Beck's not here. I got to make up for Beck.
Look how he comes in at the back.
You literally just came back after a week's absence
taking over the show.
Yeah, this is how it's going to be.
You can hear him, but never see him because you're not waiting. Is the monk.
He must be eating his dinner still.
He probably still is. And always bringing up the rear is Jeffrey Neutron.
Hey, what's up?
No, I'm not going to do it, Jeffrey.
And nobody got
Jeff
nothing
Dick
for
yeah
him.
We're going to be. You can't make yourself. Oh.
I mean, yes,
you didn't
I
read
can
the handbook Ed gave you when he came
you
on the show.
God,
no self dicking.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to be leaving you. And again, if you want your music heard, you want anything talked
about. I want my music heard, but you never play it.
Yeah, give it to me. I'll play it. I'll play it on the show. You're
no,
going to
you
be
won't
leaving you with Zilly. It's the song Sharks. It's very, if you like Billie Eilish, I like
Sharks.
You like I do too. It's a good song. The song, it's a kind of Billie Eilish. Just kind of check out that all the things we ever talk about. All the sponsors. Want to talk real quick? I mention him because he was brave enough to become part of the show. In addition to Ziggy's and all the other ones, Muscle Vodka. Check out if you need insurance. Also, I gotta plug him in real quick because this really helps out the show. Allstate, Andrew Grizzle, if you're in the North Ridgeville or if you just moved to Ohio, you're looking for a representative. He's young. He's aggressive. He wants to save you money. It's area code 440-327-8744. Check out Allstate in that area. Even if you just want to save some money, say, hey, look, I think I'm getting screwed on the insurance company I may have.
And so, see if you can find me cheaper rates.
Yeah, he can.
You know what? All you got to do is
What's that phone number?
It's area code 440-327-8744. So check him out.
And also check out
Ziggy's. I might just want to call because I get lonely sometimes.
And also check out Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant downtown Amherst and Muscle Vodka.
Yes.
I need more vodka. I drank all mine.
You just got it.
I know. It's good.
It's good.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's like rocket fuel.
Granted, I did tell you guys, I found the place that I usually go to buy my alcohol now sells
Muscle vodka.
I'm like, oh my god, you've got Muscle Vodka. The guy's like, yeah, you've heard of it. I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
It is really
good. Here's
smooth
the thing.
Vodka.
I've noticed like it. With it, it's really good as a mixer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I think
Bloody
it stays,
Mary's with it is fabulous.
It stays hidden. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like some vodka just punches you.
It's not over the top. It's a good.
Right.
It's a good smooth.
It's a good vodka. So get a hold of Grace at Muscle Vodka.
Yes.
Yep. And have at her.
So audience members, again, check out everything we do. Like, share, subscribe, tell two friends. That makes a world of a difference in all the things that we do. Before I get into the subjects, we went out and grabbed a quick little nibble.
Had Ed drive me to Lowe's.
Yes, listen to this. First of all, he says,
did he go diagonally through the parking lot?
Yes, he did. And it pissed me off.
Absolutely.
He not only did it go through like one row, he went like through
six rows.
For a reason.
There was why is he doing this? Instead of going up two more aisles and just going up the aisle,
right.
He pulls in one and just like goes across,
right.
Almost hits an old lady.
Right. No.
Buying spackle or something dumb.
For face.
So we went in, but we did go into the entrance that the contractors go. So we went all the way down at the end.
You acting all tough?
I knew exactly what I wanted. Yeah, I'm like, this is all I need. Let's get in and get out. I'm not walking the store.
No.
Because I'm hungry and we haven't eaten yet.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So the first thing, because he wants to get, I know he asked me. He asked me because I got a truck.
Well, I'm not going to put him in my Jeep. Of course, I'm like, hey, can you take me to Lowe's?
You wouldn't be the
because
guy.
You have a truck.
You wouldn't be the guy with the mattresses on the top.
Exactly.
You can't fit a 4x8 sheet of plywood in your Jeep?
No, I can't fit a 2x2 sheet of plywood in my Jeep. I got a 2-door. So I'm lucky I fit my lunchbox.
Right, this is a funny. So
that I don't use anymore.
What do you need that for?
I'll be the first to tell you, I really paid no attention when Chuck asked me. So he literally says, hey, we want to go get some wood. So I thought, okay, that's cool. You know, no big deal. I didn't even think about it. Till we get there,
got his lube.
No. I said, get what? I said, no big deal. So we go to Lowe's and I said, oh, okay. And then he tells me, I'm going to tell you, I really wasn't thinking that we go start walking. And I said, well, how big did you want again? He goes, 16 feet. I go, six, right. That's a look at your face.
The way they built my deck, the planks go all the way across. It's 16 foot wide.
The guy that built
couldn't
his deck.
Couldn't get 2/8?
No.
Right.
The guy that built my
Thank
deck
you.
Did 16 Just footers.
16 footers.
Thank you.
What an asshole.
Can't have a seam in the middle. No.
Nope. No, now I got, I had pressure treated wood and I got a hole in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. I've never seen it happen like this before.
This is the crazy part. So the guy he worked for was Construction Randy. I worked for Construction Randy.
Who was an awesome dude and did a great job on the deck.
A good builder, Construction Randy. And I built several things with him. And so I go, 16 feet? You know, my bed is.
My bed is six. So what do I do with the other 10 feet?
So do you know what he says? No, wait, right. First
Hold on. You're the one who suggested it. I was just like, that's a great idea.
First he goes, Were you got anything like those red flags? Because you got to hold red flags off the
edge. Oh, they're complimentary.
Right. Monk, I've gone a couple times with Monk to get wood and stuff, and he's like,
he doesn't answer the phone anymore when I tell him I'm going to Lowe's.
That's because you wore out your welcome. Mine is in every once in a while.
You're so
like
wrong.
Like when we go to replace my side door, I'll be like, hey, Ed.
Right, you're so wrong. Yeah, we can't. We got to do that. We got to do it.
That's like, I got three in the garage.
You know what? You know, Monk, yeah, that's what you got to do is when we go to do his door, you got to come with us and replace
it. Absolutely.
His garage door. Yeah, so I
never
just
have
fight.
A right. party at Monk's Tiki Bar.
Right. No, we'll do it.
Or my place.
Yeah, we'll
either way.
We'll swimming in his pool. So
yeah, I got to. I haven't uncovered it yet, but I'm thinking I might need your professional assistance.
We do that. We do that every year. Yeah. We cover it.
I'm talking about replace the liner.
Yeah, he's talking about the liner. I've got skills.
I do not.
So he says, hey, let's go. And I swear to you, I really wasn't paying attention.
He's like, oh my God, somebody wants to hang out with me. I'll do it. I'll do anything. So I'm like, be here. He calls me up this morning. Now, mind you, I said, how about, you know, we'll go get the wood and then I'll take you to get, you know, food and then we'll do the show.
Right.
He calls me up at like 10 this morning. I'm like, Ed, I was thinking like, you know, more like 4-ish. So we could get the wood, get food, and do the show.
I wasn't sure what time you had to go. Because, you know,
it's like, do you want to make a day of it?
No.
We'll get there at 8. We'll get the wood. Well,
Ed used to go into, like, Dairy Mart in Coshocton.
He didn't want to go to
where,
original Home Depot.
Right. So,
or Lowe's.
So we go, and I,
like, the Lowe's is, like, literally an 8-minute drive from my house.
Not the one he wanted to go to.
No, he wanted to go to the one in, like, Willoughby Heights.
Yeah, Alliance.
They had really good lumber there.
So I really was
Philadelphia.
Paying attention. Dude, first mistake I made when we get there.
The first?
Right. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So I wasn't thinking. I go with him and I go, he says, hey, do you have red flags to put on the end?
Not the girl you used to date.
And I go, no, she doesn't work here.
She's like, I got
a lot
of red flags.
But now that she knows you go there, she might.
So I go, all right, you know. And we go in and I said, man, I know that Monk would always get, they should have like a plastic flaggy thing that they should have there. Yeah, going in, you know, I see what he's doing. I see what
Jewish. Usually it's on the way out. They're like, do you need anything to tie that down?
Right.
You have this.
The funny part is,
all kinds of shit.
The person working there is like, oh, we got these gray bags. I'm like, that's not a red flag.
I go, hey, man, you know, do you have, every time I've come here with Monk, it's funny because I don't know why he all the time puts red. No matter, we could put a bag of cement in there. He's like, let's put a red flag.
Over 2 feet out the back, that's a ticket.
Who does that?
We did today.
So he goes, so I.
You ain't paying my ticket, so what do you shut the fuck up?
There you go.
So I said, I asked this, hey, man, you got the, and this person had no clue.
Oh, no.
No. And they're in the contractor section.
Yeah, they're in the contractor section. Not a clue. Nice, very nice person.
Nice person.
Tried to help. Here's a gray bag.
Right. He said, here's a gray bag.
You're
like, are you new?
Gray bag.
Can I have a can of red spray paint, please?
So I said, hey, usually, and he goes, well, we got twine. And then all of a sudden, this guy, girl, whatever it was, I can't remember, says, hey, there's a twine over here. I said, oh, okay, I'll use the twine, worst case. And he all of a sudden realizes there's red flags.
Next to the twine.
Right. That's a big-ass twine.
Right, so I go.
They keep it at there for people that don't have straps and flags.
Right, so I go, so it's fine. So we go down to these 16-foot sections, and I'm like, God damn, it's 16 feet. So I'm thinking, a 6-foot bed, it's 10 feet. This thing's
going to
be
all right.
It's going to hang out. And so Chuck says, let's just put it through your window.
Well, he's got the sliding back window on his truck.
Right.
Open up the window.
Yeah.
We'll stick it in under the front dash.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
there was like 3 feet sticking out.
Yeah.
It was of a good the back idea. Of the bed.
Perfect.
It ended up there being a good idea.
All right.
And it's the only kind of ideas I have, Ed.
This is the
however.
This is the funny part. So I get it. I have a, for the audience out there,
way back.
On my, is it called Tano or Tandem cover?
Tano.
Tano.
Yes.
Like Ahsoka Tano. Okay. Tano cover.
Tano cover.
Mine is a 3-piece hard cover.
Right.
All right. Most, I used to have a soft one, which I liked, but what's terrible is about this 3-piece, when you fold it up, it's tough to, it'll flap in the wind if you don't.
Right. Not with 2 16-foot boards on it. Because I only needed 2 boards. That's all you need. He's like, I want to get it, get out.
Which, by the way, are $18 a piece now.
Dude, is that not increasing the price on that?
Yes.
That price was incredibly crazy.
Oh, it's down now. Yeah, you should have seen it after COVID.
Amazing. Like, I'm talking about, like, when I did my fence, the 4x4 posts were like $40 a piece.
What? Yeah, that was right after COVID?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
I did my fence and my project the year after COVID hit. And it was insane. I probably paid triple for my fucking fence.
Right. So we get it. We go out there on little thing, guiding, which those carts are terrible.
They steer with like one wheel.
Right.
And all the other ones are fixed.
You got to have like a guide truck, wide load.
You have to like take a test to drive one of these.
Right. There's a little corner where you're going through a little
course.
You're like, nope, you failed. You can't have this wood.
It was just a cone.
This is the part that I had to laugh at myself about now. So we get it in the truck. He's kind of pushing them back. I went inside so it didn't smash.
Crack the windshield.
Get them both in. I bungee it. I got bungees out there. So I bungee it down just so it's stable.
So you're saying Chuck was sticking the wood through the hole in the back.
Right. Right.
Okay. And yeah, I was holding the wood on the inside.
Right. Wait. So we start driving. You know, I'm driving with it and I'm like, it's not shifting in the back. And I grab it like this and I go, yeah, this thing ain't going nowhere. And Chuck goes, that's because I'm holding it. And I look back.
He's holding the fucking wood.
I'm like, hey. I'm over here yanking and going, this thing is
nowhere. I'm like, it's because I'm holding it.
So you lost one of two pieces?
Well,
two pieces?
No, we found it.
We got it.
And now I have 4 pieces.
I just thought, yeah, but, God, dude.
Now you got 4/8.
But I've noticed this recently, too.
How weak you're getting?
I will say no.
Oh. Chuck,
I will say,
noticed that also.
It's like I didn't think you realized. So.
No, I was holding the board with a pinky, and he's trying to move it.
He's like,
Dude, do you not notice as we're getting older?
My grip is terrible.
Yes. That's what I was going to ask you. That, and
my wiener just scoffs at me now. Is that all you got?
Whose hand is that?
Certainly, this isn't you, Wim.
Stranger in the tub. is it this? No, dude, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, my grip is like super weak now.
You just dropped a pen. I see that.
Yeah, I can't even hold on to it anymore.
Dude, I'm doing my 2-minute Chinese workouts three times a day.
Yeah, but that's not to do with your grip.
That's still 6 minutes of nothing.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with your grip. It might be like core workouts, but if you're not using your hands, that's not working your hands out.
It's doing his jazzercise.
He's doing jazz hands all day, walking around. Ta-da! Watching his bingo wings flap.
Oh God! I got it right. Wait. Okay, because he was saying again. All this happened when the mics were off when we were out today. So we went dead. So he decided, okay, let's go get something to eat. So CPAP says, hey, write down where you want to go. This is the funny part too, is that I go,
where can we get a burger in Amherst?
No, he didn't say that. Well, as I said, hey man, do you want to go down to Ziggy's, which is a sponsor of the show? Audience, check out Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant. The link is on there as well on the site, latenightwiththatmoney.com. So I said, do you want to go there? Because they got a variety. And he said, well, we can go wherever you want. If you want to go down to La Plaza, which is this Mexican
right. Wherever
place,
you want to go.
Wherever you want to go.
See the posters behind it.
Right. There,
La Plaza.
We don't have a Ziggy's poster.
Right,
so
we don't have a Ziggy's poster. So he goes, do you want to go there? And I said, well, we could go. Where you want to go? Just because they have is Modelo beer. They don't have like a bunch of beers. So I said, well.
They're little teeny ones, too. they're like 7 ounces.
Like 10 or 7.
They're Modelitos, they're called.
Right. So I said, yeah.
Modelito.
And I go, well, we can, you know, maybe go to Ziggy's. He says, oh, you mean La Plaza? I go, do you want to go to La Plaza?
No. You said, I thought he said, I don't want a Modelo. And I thought you said, I want a Modelo. I'm like, so you want to go to La Plaza then?
Right. So I said, no, let's go to Ziggy's because they're a variety. Run into Jeffrey Neutron.
Yeah, who comes waltzing in?
Now, am I right? Now, is it my imagination? For the audience out there, if you haven't gone Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant, go there.
Their food is really good.
Not for the great atmosphere. If not for the great, I will say this as a positive note, no matter what you get, it's $10.97.
Everything on the menu is one price.
One price.
That's about right.
They got one price for everything for the most part.
And it's really good, so I highly recommend it.
but they're hiring a lot of cute girls.
Oh, here we go.
It is a good looking staff. I'm not going to lie.
See?
Yeah, they do have a lot of really pretty.
And they're all nice. Like, all of them are nice. Super nice. I haven't met a single one that was like, just you don't want to talk to.
Except Ed.
Well, I
just want to say they're expanding. And he was funny because the waitress comes over. Takes order or whatever, and then first he was getting angry at first because
I'm like, where are they at, man?
Where are they at? I go, I can go get us a menu from the bar. And
I'm like, no, I'll wait for him to come over.
I'll wait. And I'm like, dude, I can just go grab one.
So as soon as Ed goes to grab one, they come over. I was starving. I was hangry.
Cute as anything, these girls. And then she took her order, and I was like, go away. He looks at me, we lock eyes, and he goes, yes, she wants you, Ed.
I'm so sorry I missed that part.
But they're cute. You saw they're cute. They're the hiring such. So thank them. Wendy's always has cute girls. If you go to Wendy's,
on 58.
Yes, Wendy's has cute girls. Now not the Kentucky Fried Chicken. What's the other one that's right down there?
Cane's.
Or
Chick-fil-A.
No, not Chick-fil-A. I haven't gone that far yet. I mean, I've gone.
Oh, yeah. The drive-thru scares Ed.
He didn't have enough gas to get there.
Dude, the drive-thru, Ed.
The drive-thru scares him.
Yes.
Why? Because you got to order with somebody with a clipboard and then pull up and pay?
There's like three lanes.
I don't get it.
There's a lot of people that don't get it, but they go through anyhow.
I don't get it. So I just don't go. It's like the Big B. I don't go get Bigsby coffee.
I love Bigsby's coffee.
Is it Bigsby or Big B?
Big B's.
Bigsby's. It was Bill Bixby was the guy who played Bixby, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Right.
And Corso Fetti's powder.
Right. Yeah, you drink that coffee, you'll turn green.
But I don't go there either. I don't get it, so I just
why?
Don't go.
You just go. It's like a drive-thru. You pull up.
Drive-thru. Which no, is,
you pull forward.
Like, I want to be able to see the menu to
you
understand.
You do.
No, I don't get it.
It's like when you went to Photomat.
Photomat was one dude.
The Bigsby's coffee is literally a whole menu, and then you pull forward. It's like ordering at McDonald's without the turn.
See, I don't like it because I don't know what it is, and then I'm afraid people behind me and they're beeping. What are you rolling your eyes for?
It's coffee or smoothies.
I love
not smoothies. Really hard.
Dude, are you a yogurt smoothie kind of guy?
I'll drink a smoothie.
Do you? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
There used to be a place at the mall that did the Orange Julius. Was that a smoothie? Was that considered
sort
a smoothie?
Sort of a smoothie, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
What was that place?
It was probably
called?
The original smoothie. It was Orange Julius.
It was all orange.
It was orange juice based smoothies.
Yeah.
It was like orange juice and strawberry. Orange juice with strawberry and banana.
See,
pineapple. You name it. They had all the fruits.
A smoothie has to be thick, like those frozen Coke kind of things.
Your jizz.
Yeah, well, they thickened theirs with ice rather than
jizz.
Jizz. Yeah.
He's getting ready to say it. I can see his lips are getting ready to say it.
Modern smoothies are more of a yogurt.
Here we go.
Or an ice cream, or kombucha.
Kombucha,
which is disgusting.
Who
that's like what weeds and grass that
it's fermented wheat or something
some
like
gravel.
That.
Gravel. Wait. Disgusting.
There was
a friend of mine drinks that kombucha tea.
Which is the one that it's either Mexican or Puerto Rican that they make at Christmas
Coquito?
Time?
Oh, Coquito.
Totally different animal. Really
wait,
different.
Then what is kombucha?
It's a fermented tea.
Yeah, it's gross.
It tastes like pond water to me.
With no alcohol. So
it kind of looks like it, too.
A good friend of the show, Pete.
It's got the same consistency.
He had some kombucha tea, and I'd never had it before. And he's like, I'm like, dude, what's that taste like? He's like, here.
Do you ferment it? Is that what you said?
It's a fermented tea, I think.
So it's a liquor.
No,
it's fermentation without the alcohol.
It's like
terrible.
Ferment, like.
Wait a minute. What do you mean pickle?
I'm just throwing that out there. Anyhow, you know when you're out drinking and your friends buy you a shot and you get it real close to your face and your brain's like, don't do that.
Yes.
Well, this was the same thing happened to me with this tea. I'm like, let me try that. And I get it closer to my face and my brain's like, don't do it.
Do you do it as a shot or an actual tea?
In a bottle of tea.
Well, it's in a bottle, but
I was going to take a swig of this tea.
Don't.
I took a swig of said tea and I almost threw up and said sink.
Yeah, stop it.
It was terrible.
Really?
And he's drinking it like, la, 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 la.
If you enjoy drinking pond water that still has mud in it,
that's
kombucha.
What it smells and tastes like to me.
That's exactly what it is.
It was terrible.
Now, mind you, he drinks wheatgrass shots too. Right. So,
wait, wheatgrass? Who? Yeah. What is wheatgrass shots?
Imagine mowing your lawn.
That's what it smells like.
And leaving it in the puddle that's in the middle of your yard.
And then making a.
And then a week later, you scoop it up and drink it.
That's what it smells kombucha. Like. Yeah.
It's what it tastes like and the sensation of it as well.
It's a gravelly, fresh cut lawn.
Grass.
Never had that.
Just don't. Just
You're
don't.
Kidding me.
No, I've yes, had... you do. You've got all those puddles in the middle of your lawn with that dead with grass
that,
all
right,
around.
That you just blew in there. Just take a swig of that.
Take a swig of that. You've
you got the
it.
Stomach of a third world country, so go ahead and do it.
See, here's the thing. I'm all for it. Like, we tried that one tea that I brought home that was,
poop tea.
The cucumber one.
Yeah,
I've had cucumber water.
Right.
Yeah, we tried water? A bunch of stuff. It was.
Yeah, I've had cucumber water. That was good.
Cucumber water is terrible.
No, it wasn't bad.
A lot of chicks dig cucumber water.
Hey,
I actually had grapefruit and cucumber in it.
That's
I can see that
terrible, but okay.
It was no, it's pretty good. But apparently, it's made to make you poop.
A nice little cucumber sandwich with it.
Yeah.
Put some.
Oh
on
no,
his
I
eyes.
Made a cucumber sandwich.
Over your eyes, you just...
put little cucumbers on his eyes,
right.
Lay it back.
Yeah, no,
it's like being at a spa.
See, where did I hear someone was making kombucha? Now that's a thing. I think I've actually seen videos on it, or
you must have seen videos on it because I've only had it pre-bottled.
Do you know who talked about it? I think was remember when we had Kenny Santiago on he is for the audience out there. If you check up this actor, he's a fantastic actor.
He's a local guy, good dude.
Local guy, dude. He has literally been in he's almost like the Lorraine version of Danny Trejo.
Just been in a million movies.
Been in a billion things, and you never know he's in them until you go, hey, there he is.
That's not a joke. He is. We always joke with him when I worked at the theater. He was the living red shirt. And what that means, audience out there, if you ever watch Star Trek, the old Star Trek, any of the officers that beamed down in a red shirt.
They gone. Didn't make it back.
They never made it back to the ship.
Poor bastards.
They always, and Kenny, I joked about this. He was in a movie that he was, dude, he starred Liam Neeson, and every movie he went on, every movie he gets fired from because he could not, for whatever reason in his brain, he would go on set and start live streaming from the movie
set. That's awesome.
From the movie set.
Like, dude, it's not allowed.
Right. They say it's not allowed, and you know, but he would do it, and they'd find out, and they'd give him his check and fire his ass. He was always fired, and he was – this is where – there was one movie when he did – I can't remember if it was right before he came on the show last time. He was on the show here. Is he was in a movie where he killed himself. He played like an army soldier
that and shot himself
and a terrorist, and he shot himself in the movie. Because he was, you know,
was that in a script or did he just ad lib it and do it himself?
No, they needed extras, and he was just
he was like, both extras.
He just so happened to be the guy that shot and received.
Yeah, he was. He's
it was not a murder suicide. It wasn't a suicide. Right, it was a murder, but still.
Yeah, he's but he was talking. I think on there, he made. Kombucha, and what was the one you just said that Christmas time that they make?
Coquito.
You had a whole bunch of it there. You were
right. Matter of fact, we had a problem. Show come out and make it.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah, delicious. I missed that show.
That is good. The chocolate stuff is good. The coquito is good.
It's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
It's like chocolate. White, creamy, milky. Yeah.
Did you say chocolate or chalky?
Chocolate.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it tastes of chocolate to me.
No, it's coconut.
Coconut, vanilla.
And coconut.
Yeah.
To me, it tasted.
And rum.
It tasted.
Rum.
No, to me, it tasted more like.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not chocolate.
That's not chocolate.
No.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Late Night with Ed Money, where Ed's taste buds are dumb.
I could see how you could confuse it with white chocolate, which isn't chocolate.
Like it had like a to me a chocolatey.
No,
like
it was coconut and cinnamon and rum. That's what you taste.
What's the Bailey's is chocolatey, right?
No,
no, Bailey's is minty. Yeah. Minty no, cream.
If you get the mint, it's just cream. It's a cream liqueur.
Yeah, it tastes Bailey's.
It usually doesn't have a flavor other than the
Bailey's.
Yeah, it's like think milk that's got a rum type
or
liquor in it. it's not rum, but it's a type of liquor that's similar to rum. I don't exactly know what the makeup
look at
is.
Look at him laughing.
I just slipped shit in there.
No matter what.
Yeah, but dude, I don't know how you got chocolate out of Coquito. It's coconut rum with cinnamon.
No, I think he made it with, he threw in like chocolate syrup or something.
No, not at all.
I mean, you could. You're making this delicious, up.
No, I know.
It would probably be delicious.
And here's the problem. Right? He would bring it, I know he would bring that to the, when I worked at the theater, he would bring it in like Jack Daniels bottles.
Yeah, they used just old liquor bottles.
Old liquor bottles. And dude, the problem was, I think he brought like to us the stuff that was on, you know, getting on the edge of old, like
you make it and pass it out for the holidays.
Yeah, well, that's right. He would bring it right around Christmas, so the end of the
he knew Ed, so he brought it from last Christmas.
Oh,
last Christmas, I made some Coquito. Here's a bottle I found in the back of my closet. Yeah,
he probably had it in the car as he's driving around
all summer,
all year.
He's Let's like, give it to Ed.
Like, this one's for Ed. It's coming with me.
Enjoy your shits.
Just in case.
Merry Christmas, you got the shits.
Nothing like a cream liqueur that sits in your car at 150 degrees.
Oh, God.
Dude, you know what?
Make a white Russian out of that. Christ.
Oh, they talked about that. I want to talk about this, too, because Chuck said it.
I said it.
You brought it. This guy brought, I'm putting him on the screen. Next guy brought it on, and then CPAP said it. And I said, wait a minute. That it sounds like me, kind of. He said, what was the term? Incel?
Incel.
Describe what an incel is again. Incel. Hey, Monk, tell me if you've ever heard of this. Go ahead.
Incel is a person that claims to be involuntarily celibate.
Yes, I've heard this.
Trolls that sit in their basement and trash shit on the internet, and they claim that they can't get laid because women just won't whatever. In reality, they're just big fucking losers that don't ever...
Yep. I've heard this.
Really hard to find someone to have sex with when you don't leave your mom's house.
Ed.
Ed.
Exhibit A.
For some reason, Ed identified with me.
No.
I looked it up. I made Ed drop me off at the library, and I looked it up, and there was just a picture of Ed.
Incel. But Ed is a volcel.
What is a volcel?
It's a new term I've just coined. It's a vol cell.
Okay.
Instead of being involuntarily celibate, Ed is voluntarily, because he goes out with these women and is like, no,
I'm too good for her.
Right. No,
so that's different.
Right.
I mean, you do live in your mom's basement.
So you are
but that's different.
Not anymore. The POD has moved up.
No. You can move it up a floor, but you're still basically in the basement.
Yeah, your bedroom's upstairs, but this is still your home.
All this.
Look at this.
It's like Fraggle
Rock. It's like Fraggle Rock.
The Empire.
Like Pies on Wheel of Fortune.
You got the deep, dark pit over here.
That's where he poops.
Doozers are building shit in the corner. I don't know what the fuck they're
making. Like Red Fox used to say in Sanford and Son, right. My Empire.
Right, it's my Empire.
Ed's going to eat their buildings later because he doesn't want to leave the house.
Right. No, here's the thing. Because he and I were talking about this. I recently that some of the women that I've talked to now,
red flags,
not red flags, but some of the other ones that I have seen recently that I'm, you know, here's my thing. Say I go out somewhere and I get bored. Like I went to a brewery, a microbrewery. A buddy of mine was playing and he said, hey, man, you want to come support? Because, you know,
local music. Which you should.
Right. Yes. I agree with you, dude. If you see a guy, Hal Kendricks, if you see anyone, he's a good buddy.
Joe Hall.
Joe Hall. Fantastic Joe Hall.
Henry Schnutenfeiter.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, that guy.
We got to get Henry Schnutenfeiter back. Schneifer, Floofer, Fiver.
His name is my name, too. Oh, wait, that's Jacob.
John Jacob Jingle.
Yeah, I was close.
But yeah, so he says, hey, man, can you, because, you know, a lot of people, when they don't know the artist's name, or it's a microbrew, and it's the dude goes there with like a drum machine and a guitar. People, so, for whatever reason, is it?
But you're not going to rock the house at a brewery. You're going there to be conversation music.
Right. But here's the thing.
And be a musician that gets home at 9:30 at night.
Oh, I'm so jealous. The last show we played, we didn't play till 10:30. So. You know what time I got home?
Do you think
10:45?
Do you think it's the younger generation appreciates since you're a musician?
No, they don't appreciate anything.
You don't think so, really?
Now, like the younger, in my opinion, the younger kids like DJs. They love DJs. They want to hear their song and they want to hear it now. And they want, you know what I mean? I'm sure they're like the whole like punk scene and whatnot. Yeah, they like live music,
right?
Because there's no punk DJs,
right? Right.
But like just for the bar scene, yeah, I don't think the younger kids appreciate, you know, good musicians.
Because I noticed when I went, it was an older, it was our generation that was there. It wasn't like new.
Don't forget though, the younger. Here's the thing, Ed seems to forget. We're now in our 50s. And when we were 18, we would go out at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Where Ed now is going out at 6 to see the guy play because he's done at 9 at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
you're missing.
Yeah. You're
the
missing
people you're looking
the
for.
It's the changing of the guard, basically. Right. They, you know, you go home and they come out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but you're not going to, when a musician goes out, maybe I'm wrong with the.
Probably are.
With, like, say, Joe Hall. Joe Hall's a consider. Would you consider him? I know he's with a band, but when he goes on, does his.
Does
gigs,
the solo stuff?
Is he a looper? Like, he.
I love, you know, a looper, a caddy. Sorry, that was a Caddyshack reference. He plays guitar and he uses digital delays and loop pedals. Yeah,
yeah.
Phenomenal musician.
Is
check
that
him out.
The newest thing? Because here's the
I
thing.
Don't know.
You go with a DJ, you're hearing.
And that's what the young kids late at night want to hear because they're out until after last call.
Which I don't
where
get.
Where I'm rolling
dude.
Over
like,
at last call.
Right?
I don't
like,
get
oh, man,
it.
I got to get up and pee.
Right? I don't.
Where at last call, when we were their age, we're out like, where's the after party?
Right.
And now we're like, last call, what's that?
Yeah. Not anymore. Not tonight, Satan.
How did we do it?
Because we were young and we're full of energy. Now we know better. We know what time the cops start looking for people.
It wasn't full of energy. It's full of alcohol.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, so I go out to this to see this one guy play local brewery, nothing fancy, and there's some girls there that are cute, whatever.
Oh, and you're the old creepy old guy.
It's not that I'm creepy.
You're creepy.
It is.
What is
Hi, I'm Ed Money. Oh, is my zipper down? Oh, I don't wear underwear.
You want to see an elephant?
Yeah. Would you rather kiss a snake on the head?
Oh, no, wait, no. That's a Rengus line. I'm not doing the pizza in a screw thing. No, I'm not doing that. But, you know, I go in there, and you try to interact with the people around you. Oh, that was great. You know, you applaud and maybe no one, you know, that's another
like
thing.
Like I said, they're conversation music a lot of times that early where people are there to talk after work with their friends. And if a guy's playing, cool, man. It's, you know.
Yeah, you throw him a buck in his hat. You
Dude, that's not a joke.
Clap
yeah.
politely.
Yeah.
Not too
but
loud. Right.
But you're kind of paying attention, not kind of paying attention.
Right.
Now, if they were like the band, like Joe Hobb has a full band. They're starting at 8, you know what I mean, and not
right.
finishing up till midnight.
Right.
That's the different crowd.
Even
you know?
Even then, you like, okay, he's played at Five Points. I'll use that as an example,
okay.
Not to promote their bar because they're not a part of it. And I can hear him.
They kicked him out last week, too.
Did they kick you out? Ed, did they kick you out?
No.
Ed, did you have no pants on again?
At. No, I was going to say I can hear Monk playing his guitar or something.
He's, hell no.
I can hear something going on, but no. So I go there.
That's
but,
interference.
So,
it's your janky internet line.
So you go, you go to it. Now there's some younger girls and I try and, you know.
Smooze them. And they're like, get away from me, old man.
Wait a minute.
Get away
tell
from
my
me.
Dad.
Yeah,
I'm looking good.
Like, Dad, this grandpa over here is hitting on me.
We don't want your drop of jizz.
I got my Canadian tuxedo.
Oh,
on.
God.
He probably did.
Denim on denim.
Yep.
First of all, I had to tell CPAP when he was making fun. For the audience out there, if you didn't know the name of this, which I didn't.
Oh, they know.
They do. What do you mean by that? Leave a look on his goddamn face. No. It's
denim on denim. Did you have a denim vest with a denim jacket?
He had
denim
jeans,
pants,
denim jacket.
None of them were the same color blue.
Oh, no. He looked like Mr. Furley from Three's Company.
Look at
the Saskatchewan suit.
Mr.
Look.
Furley. Who was younger than Ed in that show.
No, it's the fact that he calls it my Canadian tuxedo, where I've got. But here's the thing: that jean, I don't have it down here. That jean jacket, that's an Armani jean jacket.
No, that's a turd. No, there's a reason you got it at the Goodwills.
It's Armani.
That doesn't
Armani.
Dude, it can say, I don't care what it says.
It doesn't
on it.
Say my mommy. It says Armani.
Armoni.
Yeah.
Armoni. Armoni.
I'll tell
Armoni.
You what, if given the chance, if you left that thing at my place, I would burn it.
No.
It, because you know it'll go up like and gone.
Just like that guitar.
Yes. I'll use that fucking shit ass guitar as kindling.
No. So
it's got a 15 thread count.
15, the threads are like the
like cables.
Right, no. So I decided, I was like, ah, you know, I out and you see some of these girls and you try, they're cute. The cute girls nowadays are cute.
But you're Ed.
What? This is what
here's Ed's line.
He and I were talking about this too. This is the way I would. Jeffrey's probably one of those people that we hate. You know that
probably
in this respect. Where
absolutely, I never liked him.
Right? Yeah. No, I mean,
offense.
I don't even know why I'm here.
In this, no. In this respect, that it's like the Allstate agent Andrew Gristle. Check him out again. 440-327-8744. That I mentioned before. He's one of those guys. I went into his
office.
Like
you walk in here like son of a bitch.
Yes. Like, I walked into his office. He's young. Muscular, chiseled shit. That thing. The whole chiseled shit.
You can tell he works out and there's no body fat on him.
What happened to us? That
we got old.
Yeah.
It's called age, Ed.
It's called having a, well, I don't know about you, but it's having a full-time job and then working and sleeping for 30 years because that's all you get to do.
Yeah.
I look at like.
But you just sit around. See, that's the difference.
What is that?
You're blobular because you don't do anything.
That's right. Except those 2 minute Japanese workouts.
The look on that face, too. No, what a Japanese.
You're like Shmoo.
From.
if the young folks haven't seen the cartoon Shmoo,
throw back to Hanna-Barbera.
Look it up.
Right, is that the one with the creature
it's
that shot just, the things out
it's
of his
the
snout?
Blob with,
yes, it was.
No, Shmoo was like this blobby thing that was.
Globular looking.
I want to say Captain Caveman, maybe.
Yes, yeah,
Captain Caveman, Space Ghost. Every Hanna-Barbera show had him in it.
That was the one where they were.
You're thinking of Thunder the Barbarian.
Where they were.
And that was a totally different glob guy.
And he had like.
That glob guy at least had pecs and abs. You have blobs and blabs.
Yeah. Kind of like what she turned Chet into in Weird Science.
What about a hot, greasy, dirty ashtray?
I mean, look at you. You're for the audience. You got a chiseled cheek. You got a square jaw. You're lean.
I hide it with my beard.
Were you ever porky at any time in your life? You're heavy? No.
No, I've been wiry my whole life.
Have you?
I'm Irish. It's wiry.
Is it really? Yeah. Do you eat whatever you want, and it doesn't
Absolutely.
Seem to bother you?
Oh, I hate you.
Right.
Yeah. I eat whatever I want, but look at the state I'm in.
Right.
Dude, I lost 15 pounds in the past month and a half.
Did you?
Why?
Why?
You're kidding.
I was up to 165, and
oh,
I decided
God,
I need to lose
fuck.
It. Yeah. So I'm like, I need to be back
up to 165. Up
to 165.
Yeah, you're kidding.
That was the highest I've ever weighed.
That's what I don't get.
I haven't been down to 165.
I'm now the highest I think I've ever. I'm dead.
You're about what, 220?
No.
No, I'm just taking a guess.
No, I'm 205.
Just looking at you, I would take a guess and say you're 230.
I'm 205, but I've been working out.
Oh. 220, 221, whatever,
whatever
it takes.
Whatever
I think it's a lot of muscle.
Sure, that's muscle.
Muscle-ish.
If you were in Alaska, they would burn you in their lamps all winter.
They would harpoon you off their kayaks.
What does that mean?
That means you're blobular. Just like me, I can say it because I'm blobular.
I'm earthy.
No. You would melt, not burn.
Ed's in shape. Round is a shape.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, because here's the thing. Where does it happen? When did it happen that.
About 6 years ago.
You think so?
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. It was as soon as I hit 50. Yeah. It was like.
Really? You think that
I was in great shape until 50.
Not a joke. It's like you said, strength in the hands disappeared.
Yeah, losing strength in your hands, the whole nine yards.
For some reason, like just getting out of bed.
All of a sudden, my eyesight and hearing are going.
What?
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah, really.
Where am I?
Not like you got dementia or Alzheimer's or something.
It's coming.
But yes. dude, seriously, why did we, this generation,
it happens to every generation. It's
yeah.
just
you
when you hit
so?
It's when you hit a certain age and shit just goes to hell in a handbasket.
What about the women? Here's the
it
thing.
It happens to them too.
You think? Yeah. I don't,
absolutely, dude, it does.
There's some women. Okay, like so I'm going to use a dumb reference. So if you're you went to school with us, don't get offended.
Say a name.
I'm not saying a name. I'm just saying don't get offended.
Oh, they're already offended by you saying that. Great, you just got yourself canceled. Luckily, Jeffrey, myself, and Monk can carry the show.
All right, so next week on Late Night with CPAP Chuck.
Would that be
CPAP money?
C Jeff Monk.
Right, no. It seems like, let's use this, I'm just referencing.
Okay.
Certain girls that we thought were gorgeous growing up that have hit a wall and now all of a sudden aren't as pretty as they used to be.
Well, none of us are because we hit that wall.
I was going to say, you know what those girls are all getting together right now going, man, remember back in the day, there was this one guy.
Remember Ed Money? How
and now he's Ed Money.
He could break dance and now he's just a piece of shit. Yeah.
Yep.
They call him white chocolate back in his breakdancing days. White
chocolate. And now they call him kombucha. Now they call him coquito. Coquito money.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. He's a little chocolatey, but not quite.
just a
little
good
cinnamon
side.
On the side.
A little cinnamon inside. That's right. That's a cinnamon and
cinnamon,
spice.
That's
and
my
all,
stage
or,
name.
Or cinnamon and spice and all things nice. No, but where? Because there were some girls that I always thought were hot. Now when I see whatever, I'll see photos online or whatever. I'm like,
oh, because you stalk their Facebook pages because you have nothing better to do but sit down here and stalk people's face. Wait a minute, incel. Yeah, see how this came back to bite you in the ass? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's not. It's just, say I see a photo, they post something, and I'm like, whew, thank God.
You dodged a bullet.
Thank God I never went out with that, you know.
Well, it's funny because guys
and boy, those daughters are cute.
God damn right.
I'll see, you
damn,
know,
I'm right,
people
yes.
we went to school with. And I'm like, God, they look old. I don't look that old, do I? You know what I mean?
And then you look in the mirror and go, fuck, I did.
No, somebody will call me sir. I'm like, you're God damn it.
No, you're kidding. You've been called sir?
Yeah, by young pieces of shit.
No, you really?
Yeah, I hate
it. I don't think I've ever been called.
Well, that's because they're like, oh, here comes that blobular Ed Money.
Here comes Shmoo.
Here comes Shmoo.
Like, hey, Shmoo, how can I help you today?
Oh, he wants a 10-piece McNugget.
Yes, ma'am.
Deep fried in lard. With a lard chaser.
Exactly. You got something breaded and deep fried I could eat real quick here? No?
With ranch.
With ranch dipping sauce.
Wait a minute. Today, for the audience out there, when we were eating, dude, I can listen. When we're sitting at the table, I ordered something easy. Just because we're going to be there, I ordered the mozzarella sticks with the marinara, and he gets it's really good.
Oh, I got the Italian stallion, the grinder.
Oh, that's always been a classic.
Yeah, it's really good. It is Italian stallion. It's really good. He gets it, and this girl I used to date, she liked that too. So he would get it. But here's the thing. So it's most people.
She knew she wasn't going to get it when she went home, so she got it at the restaurant.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't call me. Being the Italian stallion that I am. Not really. I can't
Adrian!
Back that up.
Yeah. Adrian! Yo, no, Adrian! He got that, but he was this guy who doesn't have a gallbladder like all of us now.
I do. I just have IBS, so same thing.
Same thing. All of us, including Monk on there. This guy's dipping his fries in mayonnaise.
I love fries.
Right. Look at the look on his face. Right.
Don't give me that look, Jeffrey.
Right. Dude, it's if you're not lubing the pipes with
oh, it happened.
With mayo.
I knew it was starting to close. I'm like, ah, here we go.
His arteries are closing and his
I'm like,
asshole's
Ed, you might
puckering.
Want to drink up.
He's like,
yes. Yes.
And you might want to drink up. Things are happening.
I show up. They're like, hey, come sit over here. I'm like, oh, yes. What the hell? And like 5 minutes later, yes. CPAP's like, it's go time.
It's go-
Things are happening. Have you finished your salad, Jeffrey? My butthole's opening.
Like we got T minus five.
It's
four.
You ever see like in on Empire Strikes Back, the big doors that are opening on Hoth, the ice planet? That was my butthole. When it got to a certain point, when shit hit my stomach and it was happening, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Like, we're going to need cover fire.
I got a time coming out.
Dude, you know, this is another, I had to go to the doctor recently, and I told you.
Well, not another doctor story.
Yeah, no, yeah, right. This is odd, though.
Because he's 50.
This is odd.
Self-pay.
Old self-pay money. Shmoo. They when they sign him in, they're like, oh, Shmoo's here.
Shmoo. Self-pay Shmoo.
Self-pay Shmoo.
SPS.
He has no money today. It's a surprise.
Had no money.
Had no money. That's so great. So, late night with that no money.
When for the doc, I told him.
Dot broke.
It's his doc. It's his doc. He knows. Big Hands. Dr. Big Hands.
Oh, Dr. Big Hands.
Dr. Big Hands. And when he went in there, and that's when I told you that, you know, hey, man, I ate, and I'm not responsible.
For anything that happens?
For anything that happens.
Oh, you weren't prepared for that.
No.
Because you were going to a urologist who was going to go knuckle deep in the old beehole. Yes. So yes. You ate before you went.
Yeah. Well,
rookie mistake, man. You know he pulled out a Hershey Kiss on the tip of his finger, like, son of a bitch.
I'll get he that double wrapped two gloves.
Yeah, right. He's like, I'll get that self pay bastard.
and a Tyvek suit. Just in case.
No, so.
The second glove was ribbed for his pleasure.
Right. But I had this recently happen to me. And I think it's after.
He was going in.
It's because of.
All right, I see his butthole. Oh, that's coming through the suit. That smells pretty bad.
It's got a mane.
I've got a mane, nothing. You got mange.
He's got a full-on astronaut suit, and he's like, oh, I think I got a leak in.
I think I got a whiff.
Oh, no.
I think my suit's been compromised.
You got a whiff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, what's happening? He ate.
Mayday. Mayday. I'm going down.
No, so after then, and then I've gone... I had to go get that pee.
Too hard, I'm not gonna pee.
Right. Yeah. So I ended up going. You're just loving it, aren't you? Look at this.
It's not me. I'm not even doing that.
It must be Monk.
So, nope.
So what happened was
I was bellied up to the bar. It wasn't me.
Ever since then,
your butthole's not been right.
He's Dr. Big Hands.
He got some big fingers.
This happened to me the other day. Like, I felt like you had to go to the restroom. Okay? You feel like you get that...
Yeah, the urge.
The weird... No. I don't... What do you mean by urge?
You're like, I think I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right. And for us with no gallbladder, it's...
I got to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's... I think I got to go. I got to go.
Right.
That quick.
It's that quick. So I felt like I had to go. So I went into the restroom, and it was just air. Have you ever had just an air?
What? Just nothing but air? Nothing but net? Oh boy, I'm gonna poop
swish.
Now.
Swish.
Oh no. No. Nothing yet. Nope. Just air. I'll be damned. Well, I don't know, maybe next time.
Right. But here's the weird thing. So, just as a precaution.
Did your mom hold your hand? No. Don't worry, Ed. You'll make it through it.
Just as a precaution, you do a courtesy.
You wipe, just in case.
Do you do that too?
Well, just in case your butthole had raspberries.
That's not a joke. You're laughing, but I'm serious about this. And I had a cleanup requirement. I know I didn't go because I could see in the bowl there was.
Dude, did you have? You had oily farts.
Yes.
What was that? What's that stuff they made chips out of for a short stint?
Olean.
Olean or olefin?
Olean.
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 What was the stuff they made for chips? Was it olean?
Please don't make me shit when I have.
Don't listen to me, Ed. Go right ahead. Double check me with Jeff. That's fine.
Right. That doesn't sound right. Olean. It's sure it's olean? It sounds olean, like. It's
no.
It's Olestra.
Olestra,
the
there
oil
it is.
Is Olestra. It's the boiled down version that they used to cook the chips in that gave everybody Hershey squirts.
There you have it. So you must have eaten something old down here with Olean in it.
Probably everything.
Yeah. My guess is his water's even got Olean in it. Anybody want an ice cold Olean? No?
Just comes me, out okay. of the tap all greasy.
Just orange globule.
I got greasy water.
Hold on, let me get you a glass of water. Oh, yeah. This ice cold today.
He and I were talking about this too.
You may as well dip it out of the fucking pump over here.
Wait a minute. Do you have, okay, since he's saying,
oh yeah, yeah, since we've since, talked about this. Yeah, yeah,
he's saying my water is Olini, which it's not. I don't think it's Olini water. Wouldn't it have a film on it?
So have you ever seen your water, Ed? I don't know who you get your water from out here, but we had well water growing up that was cleaner than this.
I was just going to say, when I grew up, we had to run the tap and let it settle.
Yes. Yeah, the white floaties. Oh, yeah.
Did you?
White, brown, whatever.
It we was had white just, floaties. Yeah, we had well water. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we even had a water purifier at the house. Yeah.
I don't remember you over there. You at, across the road.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
had a
we had well water.
Water.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, nope, all the way until after I left the house.
So there was, did you have a well, back your dad tapped a well?
No, it was in our front yard.
In our front yard, okay.
Yeah. And you got to remember, though, that part of the town is all fed with underground springs.
Yeah.
Because it's all sandstone over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I grew up, the property that I grew up on in Pennsylvania, we didn't have a well, we had a spring. We had a literal spring, and when we built our house there, my dad had a little cistern built.
Yeah.
In the spring.
Yeah.
And every spring, different spring, you know, the season, we'd have to go down and clean out everything that tried to hibernate in there during the winter.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do
turtles,
that.
Turtles, dead yeah. rabbits.
In the name, cistern.
In the cistern, yeah. Because they'd get in through the inlet from the spring.
And just live in there.
And just hang out in there because they thought it was warmer and then it would freeze.
Now, in the house?
And then for like the whole winter, we couldn't flush the toilet because we didn't have enough water pressure. So we'd have to get water out of the pool and dump it in the toilet. To flush
Are
it.
You kidding?
We didn't have yeah. that problem. Yeah. yeah.
Well, but we had, this is rural Pennsylvania. There was
yeah.
That's all you had.
Right.
So I Anyhow. Asked him that I we were talking about showering.
Oh,
right. I'm like, I do it twice a day. How about you, Ed? And he's like,
once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
I have to.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, that's a lot.
It's like I changed my sheets last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Totally not true.
Yeah, but I'm like, how many times a month do you shower? I thought it'd be easier to count. Yeah, and it was.
Well, what I asked him, what he found.
Ed's sheet looks like the Shroud of Turan or whatever it was.
And this is where Ed laid his head.
What started the conversation was about stiff washcloths.
Stiff
all right?
washcloth.
No, my washcloth, it is. I'll shower, and it'll be stiff.
That's because you're not right? supposed to masturbate it.
I was going
to
say.
Is it stiffer than your old sock that's in the corner?
No, that's, you don't talk about his girlfriend that way.
No,
how about
it's
that
a new, vibrant, beautiful sock.
Right, no, what it is
it says Joe Boxer.
Look at him laughing at me. No, it said
he buys him at Victoria's Secret. It says pink on it.
Right, no.
Dude, he puts on his glove at the beginning of winter. He's like, oh. Oh.
But his fingernails grew really long.
All what that is, protein.
Dude,
protein glove.
I can wash, like, okay, say you go in the shower. I know we talked to A1, which is disgusting to me. I'm sorry, Bueno, which is disgusting to me that he doesn't use a washcloth. He bare hands washes himself. And that's okay. God bless him.
At least he's using soap, unlike yourself.
I use. Look at him.
You got crusty old ball rag in there that you're using.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, you know, do you wash your balls first and then your face?
He's just got to.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be in reverse tomorrow.
Who says
like,
that?
He doesn't have pumice soap. It's just a rock.
Yeah.
Dude, like, he said he does it. Wait, Wayne said.
Oh, pumice soap? It's the best.
No, not pumice. He said he used a rock. Like there's some type of
exfoliating rock.
There, he called it a deodorant.
Called a brick.
Oh, yeah. They make stone deodorants. Yeah.
I've heard about them, but I've never used a rock.
It makes no goddamn sense to me.
But do they work?
Right.
I've never used one, but I know people that have, and they say they do.
I don't believe them.
They say they do. Do you say they do?
They don't.
Well, we're not close enough to tell.
Right.
Full of shit.
I don't know. I know a lot of people were using them when that whole debacle came out, when they found out that the deodorant companies that put aluminum in their deodorant
right.
was making people get brain stuff.
Right. And so, I like I like the brain stuff because I don't smell.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
So I use Clay deodorant made from a local company that's not a sponsor, so I'm not going to name them, but they're in Chagrin Falls.
What do you mean clay?
It's clay. It's made from clay.
Can you talk
mud.
If we could get some and talk to them about it?
I love it. It's not an antiperspirant. I can't use antiperspirant. It makes me itch like fucking crazy.
Like you get rash or something?
So for years, literally decades, I've been trying to find a deodorant that works for me that doesn't make me itch like crazy.
Right.
And I've gone to all the naturals like Tom's and that.
Yeah.
And they're fine, but they still, after a while, they start to itch. So I found this company that makes soap, and I've been buying their soap for years because it's fabulous. It's all natural. And they have deodorants, beard creams, all kinds of shit. And I love it. It's
Ed's got homemade beard cream. Right?
Yeah, but
wait a minute, you're talking about me.
I said Ed.
But I love it. It's basically a clay based with like herbs and spices and shit to give it a fragrance.
Yeah. Is it spaghetti sauce? Is
it spaghetti?
It's like
21 herbs and spices. Right.
It's like it's just all spice.
He's using Old Bay.
Made
by Colonel Sanders.
When I go to the beach and I'm trying to pick up crabs, I get some Old Bay and I just put it on the pits.
Right, see, because
crabs come right out of the water.
Right, I always wondered about
latch onto your pits.
Right, about that stuff. That's the cleaning. So I use a washcloth and I use only most. I'll view it as twice.
Twice or 2 weeks? No, same thing?
Same thing.
Twice a month.
That's a month.
No, only twice. You know, I'll use it like, say I wash, and I always shower before I go to bed. That's my main thing. You shower twice, and I get it.
Yeah.
Once before work, and then when you got home from work, I get it.
I get up in the morning.
And now he doesn't go to work anymore, so them showers are done.
No, I still shower twice a day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I get up. You're in the groove.
I have to, because I'm still getting up in my normal time. 21, 20-something days into this retirement. And I'm still getting up in my normal time.
And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, so I'm like, might as well shower up, wake up, get my coffee, get my day going. And then in the afternoon, Fortnite. I'm like,
And then I've got nothing else to do, so I'm going to go take another shower.
Right, you know?
After I work all day. Because
my thing
stuff.
Is, I don't like to crawl into bed dirty, so I
shower. No, because it's already dirty. With your, what is it, every 4 weeks you change your sheets now?
No, you got me on every three.
Still too many. Dude, we're once a weekers.
Oh, well, you give me a dream. Anyways, so the
wait, we're going to get it now. Monk, how often do you and your lovely wife,
the lovely Monk?
Way, way, way more than that, but I'm not there to know. I'd say once a week, it's got to be.
There you go. Jeffrey?
She's totally on it.
2 weeks, Max.
2 weeks, Max. Okay, Ed.
We're in the same range.
No. Yeah, there's a difference between 14 days max and 21 plus days.
But it's just me. I don't have a spouse.
It doesn't matter.
Not a lot of juice.
What happens if you
sweat for three?
Yeah, you are pretty sweaty.
I keep the bed very cold.
What happens if you finally meet a chick and you bring her home?
Oh, I'm changing.
And you
sheets.
Got dirty sheets.
Oh, no. I'm
there's no time for changing sheets, changing. Ed.
I don't do it. Oh, I would have to. I would know ahead of time.
If she's coming over?
Yeah, I would know. I'd make her fill out the forms and everything, you know. But anyway,
so I'm not backing up Ed here, but I'm a night sweater, so I shower in the morning because it doesn't matter if I go to bed clean. I sweat profusely at night.
But it's clean sweat.
Yeah, but do you have a lot of sheets on the bed or something? Like a blanket or something?
It's just part of my fucking
you just sweat,
fucked
you,
up
that's
physiology.
Probably why you're so skinny.
Yeah, you're really.
It's
you could
possible,
be.
But
you burn a lot
I'm
of calories
kidding.
Sleeping.
There's times that I have to change my sheets at night. Because I'm just that wet.
See, we got a king-size bed, so I'll just roll over on Becky's side.
Yeah, right? When you wake up and you're so hot that you're wet and you're like, ooh, that's disgusting, and you take the sheets off, dude. And then you're like, it is fucking cold. And you put them back on and you're like, that wasn't any better.
And then you roll over in the cold spot. Like,
so you're like, I can't take them off and I can't keep them on. What do I do?
No heavy
you get
medium.
Up, you dry off, and you change the sheets.
But do you have a lot of sheets on? Do you have
I just have...
He's got 11T.
I've got 11T. I have the normal
what do you mean
amount.
You have a lot of sheets on.
I've got a fitted sheet, a sheet, and a comforter. That's
How many sheets do you have? Do you have like five sheets?
I have. Okay, I have the.
You got an electric blanket and a moving blanket
and a weighted blanket.
I have the
and a looser blanket
and another moving blanket on top of that.
And then the ones he wraps around his stuffed animals.
I got a loofah blanket.
Then he has his mom swaddle him before he gets in the bed.
I have a coral.
Got wrapped up like a big dirty burrito.
Coral blanket. It's everything. No.
No, you're like, I don't understand when you say you got a lot of sheets. You got two?
Okay. I have a top sheet.
and a bottom sheet.
And then I have, well, no, the
fitted sheet.
The fitted sheets on the mattress. Right. Then I have a top sheet. I have my electric blanket. I have an electric blanket on
That's
there.
Not a sheet, though.
No.
Yeah, it's a layer. Let's go layers on layer. This. How many layers?
And then I have another one on top of that.
A blanket or a sheet?
It's like a quilt.
What?
You're not supposed
to do
that.
Are you like a seven-layer burrito of losers?
That's a fire hazard, Ed.
And then I have the comforter on top of that.
Oh, my God. You're just destined to burn to death in the middle of the night.
If I had half of that on, I'd be just soaking
really?
Wet.
I have a sheet, a fitted sheet, a sheet, and then a comforter. That's it. Sometimes if it's super, my house built in 1890, obviously,
yeah, but you,
little drafty. Sometimes I'll throw my bathrobe over my feet. So when I get up in the morning, my bathrobe is warm.
Yeah, but you're also, aren't you? No, do you like the sheets tight? I do.
Yes.
So do I. Oh. Wayne,
Becky does not.
Wayne
I
doesn't.
I hate that.
Really?
I can't have that.
I like my side is tucked in. Becky's side is just like she did somersaults with the sheets in her hands.
How do you sleep like that? That's insane.
What with
to me.
My sheets tucked
no,
tight?
No, I do. I am a tucker.
Oh, with like it the, just loose and fitting. I don't. She likes to keep her feet out too.
That makes no sense Same. To me either.
Yeah. Really?
So my mattress is about 4 inches short of the frame. So I push it to the top so that my toes can stick down in between.
Oh, I see what That's you're saying.
They're patience. Still covered, but they're down
Getting
in between.
Drafty.
Right. But they're in between. So they're not like, and yeah. I get where she's coming from. And if I'm not mistaken, she's got the same issue I do. I can't have the sheets
no,
tight on my toes.
No, not her. Can't. I can. I could have my have bed upwards at a 90 degree angle and I'm
no,
still good.
Yeah, no. That drives me nuts. That gives me the restless leg syndrome where I'm like all night. Just
the
like,
Jimmy legs.
Yeah, he's just like, I can't do it.
Hey, Mo, do you have yours? You and lovely Deanna, do you have them tucked or do you have
Yeah, they're tucked, you know, nicely, but not
short sheet.
Not military tight, you know. And
can't right. bounce a quarter off his ass.
Right. No, you know, and but that the foot out thing, that's a good thermostat too.
Yeah, that's the regulation.
A little hot. You just slide one foot out, and it chills you down. You know, and then okay, all good.
Sometimes you need a little arm.
Yeah,
maybe
see,
just
I,
a little.
See, I sleep either on my side, but I have to have the body pillow in between my
yeah,
back
I,
knees.
Yeah, I got a pillow in between my knees.
I can't sleep on my back or my side. You sleep with
all over the place. I sleep under the covers.
That's
in the winter.
He's got a snorkel.
I have my CPAP, man. I could sleep underwater if it was water.
That's deep sea diving.
That's mental patient stuff.
Right I there. Totally. You That's know why? Because Becky stuff. Likes to sleep with the TV on, and when I used to have to get up for work, it would keep me awake.
Yep.
Now it doesn't matter when I fall asleep.
That's
you know
crazy.
What I mean?
That's crazy.
But I would have to like block the light out of the TV, so I just sleep under the covers.
So it's funny you say that because I used to be the guy that if I had the TV on, I would have to watch it. I can't fall asleep
right.
with the TV
That's
on.
Right. Right.
Nowadays, I just go downstairs and I sit in my chair and turn the TV on, and I'm like,
I can't do that. Yeah, like, I have to like turn it on. It's a distraction.
Right, but it's like you're saying earlier
yeah,
about
but
the
Ed,
getting
Ed's
porn.
Got on Pornhub.
All right, if it's on Pornhub, I'm not falling asleep. But it's like you were saying it's earlier, it's like you're getting older and whatever. It's
yes.
like things change. It's
yes.
like I used to yes. be, if I started a movie, I don't care how bad it was, I
right.
couldn't fall asleep watching
right.
it. I had to watch it.
Right.
And now I'm like 5 minutes into a show, like, doesn't matter.
Well, this is what I was going to get at.
Go ahead. We're listening.
First of all, when I use my washcloth, I use it maximum twice. But because the iron content is so high in our water that.
Is that what you call it?
Iron content.
Iron.
Wink, wink.
And protein.
Yes. Protein content.
DNA content.
Not a joke, Jeez. Dude. I can use a washcloth. I'll put I have in my. In
For what? A dream catcher?
A shingle.
Stop it. I'm going to have to pee
Do you have a rail in your
shower? Roof's leaking again. Get the washcloth out, Ed. Put it up there.
I put the washcloth.
Good for 20 years.
I ring it up, and I put it up. Then the next day when I come back.
Why don't you use a loofah? They have those nylon ones.
I didn't know.
Bamboo. They're
no.
the best.
Well, I'm talking just like
no
disposable.
No, have you used the bamboo washcloths? They're awesome.
Never a bamboo washcloth.
Oh, there's
He's got a piece of bamboo, but he doesn't use it for a washcloth.
You want to like
just
like
Well,
like
let me just say
bear.
One end's brown. One end's brown.
It's not eucalyptus.
I laugh because it's true. No, because here's the thing. With iron content, I'll come back the next day. That thing is stiff. From the iron.
He's got so much iron in his water, the water rusts.
I get
rusty washcloths.
What does Monk live? You're living. No, yeah, it's right. No, it's stiff.
Your stiff washcloth and your stiff pillowcase.
You need a whole house water sheets. Filter is what you need. A water softener.
Yeah, you need a
call
water
your
softener.
Culligan man.
I'm not sure.
We need Culligan to sponsor the show.
Wait, no. So what I did to alleviate this
was stop showering.
Is it no? Yep. He laughed at me and he goes, "Why the hell? I have a water filter in my shower."
Okay. Yeah.
I do not. Do you?
No, but my water is not nearly as hard as the water out here.
Right.
It's close, but it's not.
Okay. See,
I'm about a step away from putting in a whole house water filter.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I had at my house when I lived in Lorraine. I had a house in Lorraine, and I put a whole house as it came in the whole house water filter. Not a joke. Within a week, you could see the shit.
Oh, yeah.
That comes in that.
Oh, Lorraine's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So is Amherst.
So, yeah. What happened?
Not as bad as Lorraine. Lorraine was pretty bad.
I had to. We were watering our. You know, you put your sprinklers out and stuff like that. Our lawn was dying. And
it turned brown.
Well, so
you're watering with Brondo. Plants love it.
No,
that's what plants need.
It's
what plants need. That's what it was.
That's a great movie.
So what happened was, is that's when I called the city and I said, "Hey man, what's going on? Is there something that a chemical spill from?" And they said, "No, that when you're watering, you need to let that shit go. You know, there's a stuff in your water that the plants need, and the water
filter called Brando
is taking everything out. The water filter was so anytime we'd water the lawn, I had to turn the water filter off.
Yeah, it's because it's like a salt. Isn't it like a salt based thing that the
no? I had the canister.
Water.
Yeah,
he's got the.
I had two canisters.
He's got the filter, not the softener. The softener is the salt, which adds salt, whatever. That's the Culligan system. So you are taking all the minerals. Out of the water.
Right.
And
right.
Even though, you know, there's not a lot of minerals in rainwater, you're watering the lawn with just water, but the plants needed the minerals that are in the water.
Right.
So it wasn't getting what it needed.
Right, right.
Because natural water has minerals in it because it's you know, from the earth and whatever.
Right. So I found out I had to turn that thing off to rewater
to
the lawn
so that it
and
got
dude, we ended up having, because it was such, something was happening in our lawn, we had grubs
where
you could lift your lawn.
It was like sod.
Sandworms.
Yeah. Dude, I just had to put down grub killer.
You just said that.
I put down the stuff, though, that the grubs eat it, and then they die, and their eggs, when they lay the eggs, they die, because they already have ingested it through the parents.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, it's called. That's
killing in the 10th power right
there.
Yeah,
they said it'll get rid of them for, like, 4 years.
Nice.
Application, yeah.
I don't need grub killer. I have skunk.
No, they tear up your lawn, though.
They do.
I'm going to come over next year, Chuck, and we're going to peel your grass up and make sure it's still working.
Right on. Dude, I'll do it this year. And then deer eat it.
Oh yeah,
moles eat it.
Deer dead.
Deer dead.
You've got like a wildlife preserve. All these
other dead now
because they're like they're eating the fucking.
Everything's got X's for eyes.
Their tongues hanging out.
It's like the end of Bambi. Aww.
you have like a whole ecosystem of creatures all dead within each other. In other words, as they examine them,
there's an alligator clamped onto the deer.
It's like,
how the hell?
He calls up the local kindergartners. He's like, come on, kids, let's see the circle of life.
Right.
I'm holding the grub above my head.
It's dude, it's a funny because I have a water filter. Look at him laughing too. Look at him laughing at the That little monkey with you get the things in your face, right? I just wondered, you guys
shaking his tail.
I have a water filter on my shower head.
How big is it? Like an oil filter in a car?
No, it's half the size of this. It's just
what does it really filter?
It just filters out
for like a day and a half.
Yeah, no, it's good for 60 days. Good for 60 days and like $5.
How many showers?
$5
days
for 60
in their
days.
Eyes?
One.
You know, No, it's good for about that. It depends. It's so many gallons, you know.
Right.
I take 20 minute showers.
So, do you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, absolutely. I'll take a shower until the water gets cold.
No. Wait, what?
Don't you have an InstaHot?
He's got he's got like a 50-gallon water
tank.
It's
a pretty big water tank.
You gotta figure most shower heads are a gallon a minute. So I mean, he's in there for 50 minutes.
I'm in there for nothing wrong with that.
Pruned up.
Yeah. He's like my kid. You walk in and it looks like you've had a steam bath for like an hour and a half.
I have to plug in a waterproof heater in the bathroom when I take a shower.
Are you kidding?
So it keeps the moisture, you know, the fog out.
Are you one of those guys that are like, you see in the movies,
stand in the shower naked?
No, where you have like a mental breakdown and they're laying, they have their hands on the edge.
No,
he's in the fetal position in the bottom of the shower.
I'll turn on like the pulsating thing on the head and let it hit beat on my back.
Those are the
worst. He's got his hair up in a big shampoo horn.
Yeah. I'm looking like Ferris Bueller. I'm eating a sandwich sitting in there.
Ed Grimley.
Okay. I have a multi-head shower thing too. Right. It does the
our water pressure is so high
it hits both of your heads at once.
It'll cut you.
Are you serious?
It's like a pressure washer.
He's got a
man.
Pressure water cutter in his shower.
Oh yeah.
Lost his peen last
ever
week.
Ever use the other setting? You really use the pulsating one?
Oh yeah. I'll use whatever setting I'm in the mood for. I don't give a shit.
You're like a honey bed.
I'm in a number three mood today.
Exactly. It's like, nah, I feel pretty good today. I'm going to put on this.
Here's the thing. Most of those settings are dumb.
Oh, like, no. I got it from like
right out of my house
to power wash your house.
Because I
drilled mine out.
So it's like a hose.
It's like pushes you up against the wall.
Monk changes out with his pressure washer head. Right. He just
I bought it home, opened it up, hit it with the drill.
You're kidding.
Now, drilled that little teeny pinhole out. It's about 3/8 of an inch, half an inch.
He's got an open garden hose. That's
it'll put you up against the wall. It will put you against the wall.
It doesn't even have a shower head on. It's just the...
Oh no! Yeah, because you have to divert it into.
He's playing Oz every shower. Oh, it pushed me against the wall. I guess I'm vulnerable.
Hey, come on over.
I know we're way over.
No way, are we?
Yeah, 72 minutes. 72 minutes. So. Yeah,
well, we got to no subject.
That's all right.
That's okay. It'll send them to me again next week.
I'll send it to them again next week. Audience members, you've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on a website, which is latenightwithedmoney.com, where it's real people have real conversations about life. You're normally listening to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP.
Chuck. We'll see ya.
Chuck Dick.
Hey.
Sorry, I was reading the list and see what we missed.
Chuck Dick.
Everything.
That's right.
Everything.
No, that's not true. We talked about going to get wood with Chuck. Yes. So we got one. Mark it off.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. Woo.
You can hear him, but never see him because you're not. Whitey is the monk.
Hey, hey.
And last, here he is, the local genius is Jeffrey Neutron.
See ya.
Jeffrey Dick.
And audience members, we're going to be leaving you with Zeelish, the song Sharks. It's like a Billie Eilish. Eilish, if you like
Dick.
It. It's a good song.
Billie Eilish? Is that what you said?
Billie Eilish.
Eilish?
Yeah, Eilish. Audience members, check that out. Like, share, subscribe. Tell two friends
Ed
about
Dick.
The show. Kelly Dick. All these. You said Ed Dick. That was me.
Ed Dick.
Audience members, thank you for all the things you do. Don't be materialistic because it gets you nowhere. And always remember that you are a somebody.
Give it, Dick.
And after that.
Bye, with Dick.
We are
out of here.
Sean Dick.
Watch as the breeze burns gold and smoke that you've stolen. Feels like it's my fortune that you're folding. I'm swimming with the sharks. By the moment, dear, and there's a danger.
Been listening to Late Night with Ed Money, brought to you by Three Bowls of Crunch Production. Late Night with Ed Money is a copyrighted show, and any unauthorized reproduction for sale is strictly prohibited without written and or verbal consent from Ed Money. Otherwise, we'll find out where you live and beat the shit out of you. Thank you for listening.